Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Welcome to the Comic Syndicate episode 179. I'm Josias, at For the Villain on Twitter, at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I'm here with my boy and Fish Killer.
Man, the Beaner's here, Fish Killer.
Yeah, the story you told last week.
Oh, yes. We're trying to forget more.
That's hilarious.
We have our fucking faces on the store.
We are joined with a very special guest in front of the show, Sergio.
What's happening, fellas?
What up, G? How you doing, dude?
I'm doing pretty good, man. How are you boys doing?
I am busy. I have a funny story to tell you guys, but let's check up on you, man. How's life treating you? How's the baby? How's the new place, right? You said?
Yeah, well, it's same place, just literally like right across where I used to live, down to a downstairs unit a little bit bigger.
Right on, man. Very cool.
Wait, yeah, you moved?
Yeah. Well, he's same complex.
Oh, so yeah. You went downstairs?
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Right on, man. How's work treating you?
Oh, man, been good, been busy. Busy with the kid, busy with school, just busy in general, but, you know.
Right on, man. Have you been hiking still? I can't say I've seen any.
I haven't been on a hike. I've been talking. I just text my boy Joe today to see if he wants to plan something for this month, because there's snow in the mountains, a bunch of water in the streams and stuff, so we're looking to get outdoors, and I got a busy weekend. I got a little half marathon this weekend.
Nice, dude. And, where's that at?
Yeah, so staying busy.
Right on.
Sure. Sounds good, man. Sounds like some Brokeback Mountain going on.
That's what I'm hoping.
Fingers crossed. Hey, there you go, man.
Awesome, dude. All right, man. Let's get it going. First of all, man, let's talk about what we spoke about 100 episodes ago, man. Episode 79, we titled hashtag Terrible Twos.
Jesus.
Sergio, remind me about a few of these articles, if you can remember any of these. We hit Twitter love shoutouts. We hit Twitter love Instagram, Facebook messages. We hit what the fuck news. Woman and companion left baby in frigid car to enter sex store. I think we've read a few like that.
No? Sounds like we talk about this
often. It happens a lot, actually, right?
It seems like it's always happening in the news. Like, someone's always leaving their kid somewhere.
Yeah. At a fucking porno store. I mean, come on.
Yeah, true.
And who the fuck buys pornos anymore? Like, who the fuck buys videos?
Seriously. That's a good question.
We hit this one, American Baby Sniper. Now, this one just sounded funny. I'm pretty sure it's one of those ones where, like,
okay,
the little...
Okay, hold on. Go ahead. I'm going to stop you right there.
Go.
Are you envisioning a sniper pegging babies or a baby holding, like, a Barrett 50 cal?
A baby holding a 50 cal, as terrible as that sounds fucking awesome, too. But I think it might have been one of those, like, a toddler found their mom's or dad's gun and accidentally shot probably his sibling. Or even his mom, probably.
Sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
Sounds like a fucking... He's playing too much Modern Warfare or something.
That parents just leave their fucking guns out like that, too, though, for kids to find you.
That's true.
We hit sex facts. We hit 18 gifts from exes that are totally grounds for divorce. We hit young men really do want older women. We hit comic news. We hit DC Not So New 52. We hit... we roll news on Welcome Home Spider-Man. Welcoming Spider-Man into the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is kind of cool. And who we would like to play Spider-Man. I'm liking Tom Holland. I don't think he was on my list of people, but he's nailed it so far.
Yeah, he's doing a good job.
We hit comic reviews. We hit Birthright number 5, Hawkeye 21, Black Vortex number 1, Nailbiter number 11, Saga number 25, Wolf Moon number 3 was good. That was that Colin Bunn Wolf story, Wolf Moon. But yeah, that was a good one, man.
Nice,
Colin Bunn.
Nice.
All right, man. Did you guys do anything exciting this weekend?
Went to the movies and
very cool. We'll talk about that comic talk.
Cool. And I think we lost Sergio. Sergio, you still there? Hold on. His computer's... How's that?
There we go.
Awesome, I'm telling you, these fucking jacks are like small dicks.
They're story small, of my life.
They're small dicks in a very deep cavernous vagina.
This guy.
These holes. I swear to God, they just don't fucking do it.
Oh, man, dude. Sergio, yourself, man, anything exciting this weekend?
I ran a race last weekend, actually.
Very cool. How'd you do, man?
Oh, you're in Anaheim, right?
I did well. Yeah, it was a little 5K down at Inca Stadium.
I was at Burger King and I saw you running.
This guy.
Nice. You should have flung me a Whopper.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Nice, dude. Right on. Well, how'd you do in that race, dude?
Not bad. The time was good. There wasn't that many people. I think there was like 350 or something, and I was like in the top 30 or something.
Dope,
but,
dude.
It was a cool race.
Do they charge you an entrance fee for that?
My company paid for it. It was the American Heart Walk.
Oh, cool.
And they had a booth there, so the company kind of does a sponsorship there. So it was a cool race. It was a cool event. And then we did like a little walk afterwards and got to go in through the stadium and all that. So it was cool.
Oh, that's pretty dope, man. Well, baseball season's around the corner, man. You're a Dodgers fan, man.
I've been watching that spring training.
Yeah,
and Dodgers are looking good. So
yeah, they're looking good, man. I'm a Yankees fan, dude. We look okay. We still need help with our pitching. That's always a story, it seems like, with them, though, dude.
Yeah, but the Yankees are always contenders. Like, they'll always be there if they want to, because they're willing to spend the money and you know, yeah, they're always doing the right thing.
They have the money, right?
Yeah, just about, dude. And there's not really a salary cap for baseball, dude.
No way.
So that's going to be a good season, man. Can't wait. Dude, we should hook up for a fucking local fucking Angels Dodgers game, dude, if you're down.
You know what? I'm going to push hard to try to get some tickets. We get a suite from our work, so I'm gonna throw my name in the hat, and if I win, you boys are in.
Awesome, man. Good looking, dude.
Yeah.
Sweet.
All right, I'm a little beat. I'm gonna tell you guys a fucking funny story. In my opinion, it was fucking hilarious, but I want your guys' opinion, dude. I don't go out during work nights, so I call them school nights.
Sweet.
Wednesday night, this all went down, dude. I got invited to go to the House of Blues in Anaheim that got moved to the Garden Walk.
Nice.
One of my homegirls hit me up out of the blue on Monday. She's like, hey, dude, please tell me you're not working Wednesday. I'm like, I don't know yet. I checked my schedule. I was not working Wednesday night. So she's like, okay, do you want to go to the House of Blues to watch Social Distortion with me?
Oh, nice.
I'm like, all right, dope. I haven't been to a concert in a long time, and to check out the venue. The venue was dope. Awesome. Fucking way cool, dude. She bought the tickets, so we went to Bubba Gump's first. I've never been there. Grubbed. You know, I paid for dinner and drinks because I figured, you know, homegirl paid for the tickets. So even on top of that, throughout the night, I was buying us drinks. Like, you know, again, she paid for the fucking tickets. So we saw the first few bands, and even I got to mention, you know, I spent $40 for dinner and drinks. That's not a lot. I spent $40 in there so we can double fist drinks in there. That was the second one I spent. And then the third time I tried to use my card was to buy shirts. So okay. I bought a shirt for myself and my baby sister, Lee Beth. And my card was declined, guys.
Damn.
I'm like, I'll be right back. Didn't think anything of it because they used like the tablet with the little fucking swiping thing. So it's like, okay, my bad. Maybe it's just not working, dude. It's cool. I'm like, let me keep my shirts aside. Let me pull out some money.
They fucking pull out the scissors?
No, well, the story gets better, guys.
Okay, all right.
You guys can bust my balls, but anyways, dude. So, okay, so pulled out cash, and then the shirts, paid for the shirts, and then we have picked up or tried to buy more beer by that. Well, actually, no, we went inside, caught the first band. It was an opening band, Straight Up Country. By the third song, it got rock-ish, and homegirl had a beautiful voice. She was beautiful. The band was good. Second band was a bigger dude, heavier set, thick-ass fucking beard, and he sounded exactly like Johnny Cash, dude.
Nice.
So they were a good band. He opened up with a Johnny Cash song, too, and then before Social D was going to go on, I went to go grab another round for us. Actually, no. Social D had started, I believe. And that's when I went over about two songs to get us more drinks. It's the House of Blues. It's standing ovation for the most part. Every seat's a good seat, dude. And we had made it up close, dude. Maybe like third row, if that. So you would hate it, Adam, because I can't breathe.
I fucking don't go out. So I don't. Okay. School nights every single day of the fucking week.
Speaking of now. So, guys, I said $40 for the first, you know, dinner for the second round. So that's $80 right there. Got declined my third purchase trying to get shirts. So went to the bar and swiped it five times. You want me to try it again, guy? Yeah, please. I was like, your card's not going through. I'm like, Jesus. Fuck, I just got my tax return. Fuck me, dude. Tell me this is not happening. So, and then I got a text from my bank, too, saying, like,
where the fuck are you?
Yes, exactly. Now, I don't go out. I just don't go out. I work too much, dude, both jobs. So, I guess it was suspicious activity because, holy shit, Josias is out and about. Something's wrong. Right. He's actually enjoying himself. He's
on a date?
I know, right?
Declined.
I know.
You said you were local, right? Anaheim?
Yeah, dude. At the Garden Walk, dude.
Okay, all right.
So again, $60 for two shirts, $40 for dinner. I only spent $140, if even that, by this point. But it looks suspicious on my account because, again, I don't spend like that, I guess.
Yeah.
So it was cool that they gave me a text message notification. Okay. I called up the bank right away, and I was on the line with them for about 10 minutes. They finally activated it. It's like, look, by the time we hang up, it's going to take about 90 seconds for your card to be activated. Awesome. You guys are fucking dope. And they're like, what's your name? It says your last purchase was the House of... Yeah, I'm at the House of Blues.
That's asshole. Why.
Yeah, like, let me purchase this shit. So anyways, dude, so everything was square. Went back to the bar. Homeboy left the drinks that I ordered on the side. So 10 minutes later, I come back. I'm like, hey, sorry, homeboy. He's like, nah, go for it, man. I'm glad you came back. I'm like, nah, good looking. You know, like, most bartenders would have, you know, got rid of the drinks.
Fuck this cheapskate.
Good looking out, homie. Right. So, now, by this point, though, I was so worried about my bank, my card, and not being able to use it that I told homegirl, I'll be right back for the drinks. So, technically, she didn't know what fucking went down. Right? Yo, it gets way better, guys.
She's dancing with some dude?
Okay, well, that's why I text her walking back in. I'm like, where are you at? At the same spot. Again, up fucking front, guys.
And it's been about 30 minutes.
Oh, by this point, yeah.
Okay.
Because I had to wait in line again, and the line was long. So Jesus. By this point, 20 minutes, 25 minutes maybe. And that's what the phone call back in line for the drinks. I know, dude. So I have two drinks, and walking through the fucking floor, I can't spot homegirl. And to top things off, there's also a fucking mosh pit. To get to fucking where we're at. Oh, this story gets really good, dude.
Jesus.
So that's what I said. It was a great night. But, okay, so I have two drinks. I have a beer for me and I think two, like, mixed drinks for her. And I have also a mixed drink for myself. So I bumped into some girls and started chatting. And I'm like, dude, I kind of got to get up there. So can you want to take one of these drinks and just pound it? I don't care. Drinks on me. I pound my fucking beer. The mixed drink was fucking cake, so I pounded that.
Wait, how are you holding fucking eight drinks?
I know.
Go ahead.
Multi-talented, I don't know. Jesus. It's beer, man. Come on.
Okay,
I pounded everything just so I can... I'm not going to get through this mosh pit with fucking drinks. Like, that's stupid. You don't do that in a mosh pit, dude. So I'm like, I kind of gave the whole stretch, like, crack, crack. You know, I'm like, this is going to hurt.
You fucking jump in the mosh
pit. I jumped in the mosh pit
with beer.
No, I pounded. So okay. I mean, it helped numb me a little bit more.
Jesus.
So I jump in the mosh pit, and it's good to know that I can still hang with the mosh pit crowd, dude. Now, granted, there were a bunch of big dudes.
I can see you crawling through people's legs and shit, yeah, dude. Are you okay?
No, I'm a short dude, so I'm hanging with these guys, and I'm like, okay, cool. And I made it out to where, you know, closer to where homegirl was. And by this point, I thought to myself, fuck me. No more mosh pits for me the rest of my life. Like, I'm done. Fuck this shit. So anyways, I couldn't find homegirl once I got closer. And I'm like, fuck. Well, and I'm still rocking out to the music, you know. So I'm to a concert. I'm having a blast, dude. So can't find homegirl. And right where I was at, there were two young girls. Maybe 20-ish, if that.
16,
and
they
wanted to jump in the fucking mosh pit.
Okay.
And... Sergio, have you been in a mosh pit before, homie?
I'm going to tell you a story as soon as you're done about mosh pit.
Okay, now, so these girls walk in, or they're about to, and I'm like, dude, just be careful, and they're like, these guys are fucking hitting fucking hard. And mosh pits should be more fun and, like, bouncing off people. No, people were throwing fucking elbows and fucking up, getting a little too rough. So, I'm like, fuck it, girls, I'll jump in with you to make sure you girls are okay, after I just promised myself I would never jump in a mosh pit again. Backed them up, and they were okay, and they're like, thanks a lot for jumping in with this. I'm like, yeah, no problem. So by this point, though, by the time I exited, I lost ground. So I technically started back where I was, like, on the opposite side of where homegirl was again.
Did you order four or five more drinks?
I went to go grab another fucking beer by this point, because I was fucking beat and tired and sweaty, so I went to grab another beer. Text homegirl, hey, dude, I'm going to grab a drink. I'll be right over.
Three hours later.
Oh, by this point, easily. Okay. By this point, easily. So, so I just bought one beer this time, and I'm like, well, fuck it. If I got to jump back in the mosh pit, I can just pound it and fucking try to find her again. So I'm standing. I get to the rim of the fucking where the mosh pit's going to start, and there's two fucking big white dudes, dude. Literally right in front of me, dude. Their shoulders, me standing up, their shoulders come up to my head. So they have a good foot on me, dude. Both skinheads, by the way.
Nice.
And I'm like, I don't want to do this mosh pit thing again. And then I was, again, right in the middle of these guys, but right behind them. And they're kind of fucking tools. They're douchebags straight up.
Right.
And they were talking like, let's fuck somebody up. So
let's find somebody with drinks and just fuck him up.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. Now, I did something stupid because I'm like, fuck these guys. And I'm like, shit. And I'm just listening to their conversation. I'm like, fuck them straight up. Fuck them.
See, I would have started fucking creeping away from them.
Okay.
Hearing this story, I would just look for the fucking exit and tell her to meet me outside.
I figured I'm a little guy. No one's going to want to destroy a little guy. So anyways, as I'm about to take off, as this is going through my head, like, yeah, abort the fucking mission. Fucking, there's some young Mexican kid, dude. Scrawny fucking kid. Again, had to be in his 20s, dude. As soon as I'm about to walk away, homeboy was going to jump in the mosh pit, and then I heard those two guys say, that guy, let's fuck him up.
Fuck you up or
no,
the guy?
Homeboy.
Oh, homeboy up, okay.
As I'm about to walk away, I'm like,
you fucking pull on your Deadpool outfit and just fuck them up or what?
I shoved the dude on the right, kind of pushed him into the mosh pit, and I jumped in the mosh pit, too.
Okay.
Stupid? Very dumb, guys. they rocked home. Well, the other guy was surprised because I guess he wasn't expecting his friend to go in or get pushed in. So they kind of got singled me out after they fucked up the youngster. But, I mean, they knocked him to the ground, and I was, like, Jesus. Over him to pick him up and make sure he was okay. Put my arm around him, make sure homeboy was okay. I've been in mosh pits before. I can take care of myself, dude. I was more worried about this fucking kid, this dude, you know, that I don't even fucking know, dude. So, and then they clocked me a few times. I mean, I didn't get any bruises. I was sore as fuck the next day.
They punch you in the face?
Day. No! Okay. Elbows?
Elbows?
Shoulders,
that's even worse.
Yeah. So I definitely felt it, dude. So by this point, I'm like, definitely, I promise never going to get in a mosh pit ever again after this. So that's a third mosh pit in one night. And each time I said I would never go back in. So I'm still rocking out to fucking Social D by this point, dude. Having a good time, granted, got my ass kicked. And by that point, I think I went to grab another beer because I needed another beer.
Oh, God. Keep starting over.
Yeah, dude. So, and by this point, there were several mosh pits. It was easier to get around by this point. But again, I still have no access to homegirl, dude.
Did you guys carpool together?
Yeah, she picked me up.
Dude. Awesome.
So, right. Oh, top thing. Okay, so the concert finally fucking ended. And I turn around and I'm like fucking literally up front by this point, like rocking out. But like by this point, I kind of was so involved in the night already by this point. And I had got my ass kicked and I thought I did something nice helping out the girls, helping out homeboy that I don't know. That by the time, you know, music ended, the band fucking went away. They turned all the lights on. I look back. Hey, there you are.
Where's my drinks, asshole?
And silent treatment.
Oh, yes.
Complete silent treatment, dude. And then it's one of my homegirls, dude. I mean, we hang out every so often, you know, okay. So it's just a homegirl. It's just like, my number one thing is when I normally go out to a concert, I haven't been to one in a long time, 5 years granted. When I ever go out with anybody, I always have a contingency plan of some sort. Like, we're going to meet here, dude, you know, like in case anybody gets lost. We are going to hook up here. Here's the spot. I don't know why it slipped my mind with homegirl to do this. But it just didn't occur to me. And probably the beers. And by this point, I'm like, nah, all right. And I was enjoying myself. She was pissed, Serge. Like, completely
well,
silent.
Well, I think she's... Every right to be mad at
Yeah, you. Yeah. Now, again, it was a good show. It was a great show. She was pissed. And I think she's still pissed off at me. But again, homegirl, and I can take out to dinner and be like, hey, dude, my bad. Thumbs up.
So how did this end?
But I'm like, okay, good question. Now... The whole thing was weird because I'm like trying to talk to her and complete, she's shooting me down, and I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, like, I just did good right now. Like, I saved fucking three fucking people right now.
No sex for you, bro.
Idiot. if I was gonna get any anyways, dude.
Right.
But so it was funny that the whole night went down like that. Now again, I don't have a contingency fucking plan. I'm not fucking Batman. I'm fucking Nightwing. If I see a ledge, I'm gonna jump the fuck off this fucking ledge to save fucking people, dude.
You fight skinheads.
And, you know, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, dude. But again, I'm safe. Homeboy was safe. Two homegirls were safe. As we were walking out, though, I guess the ambulance got there and a girl got clocked, broke her nose in the mosh pit or doing something, dude. Great time. Now, told the coworkers, they had a fucking laugh about it. It's a good story. It's a great story, in my opinion. Now, if I can replay that night one more time and change anything or do anything differently, fuck no. I want the same night I had that night. So anyways, that's a long story, but yeah, man, that's all I got. Surge, mosh pits, man.
Yeah, dude. I'm over here picturing you like drunk as hell.
Oh, totally.
Thinking that you're saving people from a mosh pit that nobody dies from.
I know, thinking right? that you're Nightwing and doing backflips and shit.
Darkwing Duck over here.
Yeah, it's totally what it was, dude. Totally, man.
Hold my drink while I beat the shit out of this guy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to beat the fuck out of these two skinheads. First of all, dude, so, they're not.
So, me and my brother-in-law last year, we went to a Thrice concert here locally, Santa Ana, the Observatory, which is an awesome little venue to catch a band. So, I pretty much, I won't go as long as a story as you, but the whole night he was egging me on, because he's like 10 years younger than me, and he's like, oh, fucking old man, you used to get in these mosh pits, you ain't shit now, blah, blah, blah. So the whole night he's egging me on, and I was like, you know what, let's do it, let's get in the mosh pit.
Dope.
So he's like, you won't get in, so I throw myself in there, my feet never hit the floor, dude.
Oh,
like
shit.
I got tossed up so bad.
Yeah,
and there was some big ass dudes in there, and we were getting tossed, but I was like, whatever, I just went along for the ride. All of a sudden, some little skinny dude is like on like down by my feet, so I bend down to like pick him up.
Good.
And I'm like, hey man, you all right, it's my fucking brother-in-law,
idiot.
Oh shit, I pick this him guy's up, dude. Dead.
Beer all over him and all over the ground and stuff. And then he's like, what the fuck?
Wow.
I'm like, damn. I'm like, I thought you were a young buck and all strong or whatever. So, dude, we had a laugh about it, but I was sore for a week. And I think that was my last mosh pit ever.
Yeah, they're dope as fuck, dude. But mosh pits, especially if it's a band everyone likes and enjoys, dude, you got to have that brotherly love. And like, that's why you're supposed to pick people up, you know? Bounce off.
Yeah, and it was a nice friendly mosh pit and all that, but it was rough, dude. Like you said, elbows and just knees and people banging legs and stuff.
Yeah,
so,
dude.
You know, mosh pit's a mosh pit. It was fun as hell, but like I said, probably the last mosh pit of my life.
Yeah, I promised myself that three times, dude, so hopefully. But again, I love concerts, dude, so you've been in it, dude. Adam, would you ever...
I would not even go...
Would you crowd surf?
Fucking crush... Fucking crush women and men. No, I wouldn't even go in.
Crowd tsunami.
If I had to take a piss, I had to go through that line, I would just fucking.
I
wouldn't
do it.
I wouldn't even fucking be there.
Oh my god!
It's a slow night.
Hey, do they even mosh pit at the Backstreet Boys concert?
Oh shit! You fucking asshole! I didn't go to no Backstreet. NSYNC.
98.
NSYNC.
Do they mosh there?
No. I never been to a fucking... I don't know.
He's lying.
I don't fucking know.
No, they're really friendly.
Fucking awesome, Montana. Man. They don't mosh pit there. Dude.
Oh, man.
Hannah Montana.
Dude. That's what's cool. You sit in your seat like you're supposed to.
Oh, my
and
God.
And you enjoy the goddamn music.
Yeah, dude. So, I mean, I have a few articles, guys, real quick. I can just read you the topics, headlines. If you guys want me to stop and read one real quick, I can go for it. Wife killed husband after fight over burned casserole.
Hey, you know what? You gotta cook it. You're not gonna fucking cook it. You're gonna get five across the eyes.
Well, apparently he got more.
Serge,
than
you
five.
Get ever mad when you get burnt food?
Dude, I do all the cooking, so I guess no comment on that.
I should ask your wife then if she gives you five across the
idiot.
Eyes.
Idiot. This is code, Serge.
I'm a good cook, man. I don't burn shit.
Good, man.
Okay.
Next one we're gonna be hit is or go through is Ohio carjacking duo stymied by stick shift.
I can't drive stick.
I miss stick shifts, dude.
You drive, you, I mean...
Yeah, I can drive a stick.
You can drive, Serge, you can drive stick?
Yeah, that's how I learned to drive,
stick.
Man.
I think that's the best way to learn how to drive, though, right? It keeps you more aware. It keeps you more aware on the road. And
you know what says that? A guy that fucking didn't buy an automatic. That's what the excuse is.
Well, I have an automatic now.
I've saved fucking $1,000 on a stick. And I also saved
three people at a concert.
Save gas.
All right, next one's going to be a kindergarten teacher put on leave for using Ouija board in class.
Damn.
Now, this is a longer article. Let's just dissect it real quick.
That's
Sergio,
gangster.
You're the one of us with a kid, dude. If you found out your girl's teacher used a Ouija board, how would you feel about that, dude?
I don't know. That's a little weird. I don't believe in any of that stuff. So I guess I'd have to ask, like, why the hell would she use it? Was it for teaching purposes, or what the hell was going on there?
Or if she brought it home, like, look what I did today, and busses it out and, like, demons
have a little seance at the house, turn down the lights.
Kind of. Like, you're right, though. How did she use it? It says teacher used the board as a prop while telling a scary story.
I don't think I would be that mad about that.
So more like a prop then than actually using it?
Yeah, but it says, okay, the mother complained to the teacher, who explained how she had used the Ouija board in an email. So this is coming from the teacher. The kids have been asking for a scary story, and I got the board and moved the paperclip to answer some of their questions. They asked about scary characters in movies. I did not say there were spirits. It was all done in fun. I understand your concern. It was silly, and I'm sorry. So she's talking to the parents. I will take the board home, and this won't happen again.
Fired.
Now, the mom who complained said that their kid has been having nightmares every day.
I'm sick of parents.
Yeah, pussies.
Fucking complaining about stupid shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone complains about
complains
everything.
I have this fat kid in my class.
You're complaining about a fat kid.
He starts crying because he comes to my class late. And if you come to my class late, that means you're 45 minutes late to school, right? And wow. I call him out. I go, dude, everybody's here on time. What are you doing? You know, shut the fucking two laps. Just walk him, right? Yeah. And he starts crying, and then I get the mom's saying I'm chewing him out in front of everybody. I'm calling him out on his shit.
Good.
Yes, you should. On his fucking. And then the next day, he didn't wear the PE clothes. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? You got to wear, it's fucking easy. You wear green shorts and a gray shirt.
There you go.
What, you fucking retarded? What the fuck's in
five across the face.
I'm just colorblind, coach.
God, he starts fucking crying. I'm like, man. I go, listen, dude, I just want you to be comfortable.
Okay.
Because you're dying and walking. You're just walking to me, and you're dead.
Okay. No, is this the same kid? Now I'm going to interrupt you real quick. Surgery, you got to hear this. So the last convention we went to, and you don't got to hear it.
Damn.
It's all right. It's all right.
He'll call back.
So, again, the story you told me when we then went to Long Beach Comic Con.
Which one?
You said one of your bastard kids hit you up. Hey, coach. You got some awesome shoes.
Oh.
I got the same shoes.
Cool shoes, coach? I'm like, what do you mean? We got the same fucking shoes.
Oh, man.
Oh, Jesus last Christ.
Last article I'm going to hit, I'm going to read, dude. I feel bad, dude, but it's fucking hilarious, dude. Thailand bear dies after falling from helicopter. This one is going to be, officials were investigating a bear that died when it plunged from a helicopter in Thailand last month. The Independent reported Wednesday, the bear, which allegedly had been sedated, woke up in the middle of the trip, panicked once it saw itself swaying in a net attached to a helicopter.
Yes.
Right?
Fucking, it sounds like that movie, the Army movie. Where they
Dumbledrop Operation
Dumbledrop. Where they're pulling the guys down. You imagine waking up from that? What the fuck?
Exactly. Like, poor fucking bear, dude. Like, it should not be airborne ever.
Jesus.
Now imagine it waking up. And he starts wigging, dude.
And he just fucking falls.
And he just, like, fucking tears apart the net, not knowing, like, that's what's saving him? I don't know, man.
Jesus.
All right, man. If Sergio is going to call back, he can hit his...
He's going to do his run.
Okay, cool.
Hey, thanks for hitting us up, Serge.
Fucking much love, dude. We got to do a baseball game. We'll definitely do soon, man. All right, commercials, and then we'll rock and roll, man.
Cool, man. Go to our website, thecomicsyndicate.com. You'll find two banners. You'll find a orange and a black Amazon. If you're buying anything, click on the orange one and bookmark it on your computer. And whatever you buy, we get a little piece. We appreciate everyone that's helped out. And if you're getting free, if you're buying stuff from Amazon, it's the smart idea is to get the Prime.
Yes.
And we get a little piece of that, too. You get 30 days of free two-day shipping. Sometime one day, you get free books. You get free fucking everything. Make sure you cancel if you don't like it, because they will charge you.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for everyone that has jumped on board. Sergio, we know you hooked that up. And I'm working for something for episode 200 for us, guys. Guys, on top of that, just to piggyback my story one last time. It was fucking dope. It was hilarious. Am I in the bad?
You are in the bad. But you saved two people, but you left the person you actually came with.
Yeah. But, like, you and I were boys. I lose you at conventions all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And we find each other.
It's hard.
It's hard, yeah.
I mean, it's like...
Yeah.
I hope I see him in one of these fucking aisles.
And homegirl was, I know, right?
Remember Loops? We lost her.
Fucking A, dude.
We lost her.
Certain people are fucking hard to find. So, again, now either hashtag Josias was right or hashtag Josias is an asshole.
I'm curious. I'm very curious.
You know what, dude? All the girls hated me at work. You're an asshole. You ditched her. No, I did not ditch her. I had to take care of my fucking credit card issue, first of all. Like, that's my story, guys. I did not deviate. Now, yes, I should have been better about making sure I found homegirl. But by that point, getting my ass kicked in a mosh pit, I was like, fuck it, just rock and roll, man.
She still gave you silent treatment.
Yeah, yeah. And she's cool people, dude. Love her, but she's dope as fuck, dude. So, all right, man. Cool that's beans. All I got, man. Hashtag Josias was right, guys. We'll be right back with Comic Talk.
Hey, this is Scott Snyder. I'm writing All-Star Batman this year, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
I'm Mitch Gerrans, the artist of Sheriff of Babylon.
I'm Tom King, the writer of Sheriff of Babylon, and you're listening to the Comic Syndicate.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon. And you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comic Syndicate.
Comic Talk. Okay, we're back.
Comic Talk.
We just got through a mosh pit. We just
lots of fun, man.
Lots of fucking fun. I got bruises.
I love how Sergio said fucking a mosh tsunami. Dope, dude. All right, I think that might be fucking title.
Jesus, that is a pretty good title.
All right, dude. So let's hit it, dude. I know you saw it.
I did, and I didn't like it.
Oh fuck me, dude.
I did it.
Okay,
I liked it, but I did it.
Oh, fuck me,
It
dude.
Was the best X-Men Wolverine, and that's not saying much, movie I've seen.
Wow, what's your favorite one? Oh, it is the best one.
It is the best one I've seen, but it's not saying much.
Wow.
You want to say if you liked it or not? You want me to go?
Loved it.
You loved it, okay.
Go for it, and then I'll piggyback just your thoughts.
That I thought it was depressing. I thought it was a very depressing
movie. So that makes a bad movie?
Well,
it was supposed to be depressing.
You see, you have two major characters,
yeah.
Two very strong, and they are the X-Men. You think of X-Men, you think of these two characters.
Yeah, well, Wolverine's number one. Yeah, yeah.
They're fucking lame, not lame, but they're old and they're dying, and it's just like, what? It didn't feel like a fucking comic book movie. It felt like a fucking
without spoiling anything. The way it was written made sense, though, the scenario they were in, I guess, right?
There's a lot of open doors in this fucking...
Totally.
You don't know what the fuck happened, why this is happening, what happened.
Exactly, yeah. Which I kind of liked it. I mean, it's their last Wolverine movie. I liked the way it ended. The writing was good. It was a darker movie. It felt like more like an emotional movie. Sprinkled with fucking
I didn't feel
people
any
with
emotion. I cried every fucking movie. You know that.
You didn't cry?
I did not. I got a little teary when in the woods, but it was like the girl never talked. She played a great part, by the way.
Right. Thank you. Okay.
She played a great part, I didn't feel that. I didn't feel that fucking connection between them two.
That's what it. Logan was an asshole this movie.
Right, but Logan, even in the comic books, he
had more heart.
He will fucking do anything. Jubilee, he will do.
Yeah.
He will not fucking leave
the youngsters, dude. Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, that makes sense, dude. I loved it. To piggyback your thoughts on X-23, that little girl, I hope she wins fucking supporting actress, dude.
Mm-hmm.
She the way she, and my supervisor Carl mentioned this, dude, like she was so emotive with her facial expressions that first of all,
well, she had to, right?
The
she
silence was
she,
dope.
She couldn't even talk for like,
and once she did talk, like it's like,
I don't know,
it was good, dude. Like, but again, like
she sounded like a 45-year-old Mexican woman that didn't speak any English. I swear to God. But
okay,
she did a great part though. Like,
yeah,
the non-talking was awesome. And her abilities to
fighting. She did a lot of her own stunts too.
And I give her props for that.
Yeah,
but it's just definitely. Like I felt like this is not a Marvel movie, and you can tell right off the bat.
Well,
this
technically,
is not.
It's a fucking Fox
movie. Right. That's what I'm saying. You get that feeling when you watch an X-Men movie, like, oh, this fucking feel movie good. Fucking sucks. This doesn't feel like
how about the book. Light moments or the action scenes?
The action scenes were good. I think they may have went a little too overboard with some of the carnage. You don't have to, I mean, it's there and it was awesome, but it's like, okay,
I think it was rated
a little too much.
I think it was rated R more so too, because they were dropping F-bombs like they were the comic syndicate.
They were me and Joe over there fucking cussing everywhere.
I liked it. So on a scale 1 to 10,
I would give it a 6.
Oh, I saw it with David, by the way. Huge shout out to David. He always says what's up to you. But yeah, I fucking love hanging out with that guy.
What would you give it? Did David like it first?
Yeah, he said he really enjoyed it. I would give it, I want to say, I told one of the coworkers today, 9. I'll give it a solid 8.
A solid 8, that's fair.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fair. It's just a lot of loopholes. You don't know what but the not fuck's necessarily going. Loopholes. I mean, it's just, you want to know like why you, is this you happening? Do,
but it sucks. Like Hugh Jackman, we're gonna get a new Wolverine now. So even if let's say this is not going to happen. Let's say Deadpool 2 is gonna introduce Cable. Cable's a time jumper. Technically, if they figured out a good story to figure out, like, hey, Hugh Jackman, do you want to do a fucking Cable Wolverine Deadpool movie?
Only in Marvel, he said. He will only play an Avenger.
He wanted to, yeah. Now.
I could see that happening.
It could technically happen. We don't even know who Cable is yet. Who else is going to play Wolverine now?
I don't even know,
I'm down with fucking seeing little girl be fucking Wolverine.
I think that's why they did it. I do not want to see a fucking movie with all... And that's another thing that bugs me. What the fuck? 50 kids and none of them is a goddamn healer? What the fuck is going on here? That's bullshit. Right.
True that, man. And all right, speaking all right. Speaking of Logan... Dominates with a massive $85 million opening weekend. Great for them, dude. Russell Crowe keeps putting shit out on Twitter but he keeps putting speculation out by sharing fan art of him as Cable.
Russell Crowe? No.
I like Russell Crowe.
I like him too, but...
I think Liam Neeson would be a dope fucking Cable.
What's that guy? Which one? Leeson Gray from...
you're totally off. Liam Neeson.
Mm. What movie? Was it the
I
fucking
have a set of skills?
The Avatar? Yeah. Oh, fucking Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yes, exactly, dude.
Okay.
I can see him as. Let me see. Besides that, dude, I think we are good on.
Oh, what else? The next week, we got the Netflix coming out with
Iron Fist.
Yes. Not this week, but maybe this Friday. No, next Friday.
Yeah.
Next Friday, I think it comes out. Okay. That looks pretty good. I'll watch that.
And you put out a message on Facebook for anyone, and the first person that hit us up was Hector.
Yes, my buddy Hector.
Dope cat, dude. We gotta get him back on the show, dude.
Yeah, are you guys going to WonderCon?
Yes, thanks for asking, thanks for hitting us up, dude. Some stud says, well, I'm outside.
Yeah, that was awesome, and then my sister-in-law laughs.
That's pretty awesome,
That's dude. Pretty good. We will be there, I will be there Friday. Hopefully get Friday off, but that's probably going to be me and you Friday and then maybe Saturday with the wifey.
So you're going to ditch me?
Yeah, I already got the fucking dirty looks. But okay, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
It's in our backyard, dude. Yeah, so, Sunday. It sucks because you know I'm going to be at every panel you're going to go to.
Yeah.
Because we like the same shit.
Sitting next to each other.
Although this year I'm going to try to hit up, we bailed on, San Diego? One of the spots where they had a huge IDW fucking panel that we both missed, but we were working that one.
It was a WonderCon.
It was WonderCon a year ago, guys. Yes. WonderCon treats us well, dude. We got our press passes, so we are in. We're going to get content. We're going to have fucking interviews. We'll see what we can swing this year. Last year felt like a job.
Yeah, the last con we went to felt like a fucking...
A pre-warm-up.
Felt like a marathon that I failed. That I fucking... I was so at it. You know what? It was the goddamn Jack in the Box. We filled up on food and we
walked... And we were like in comatose state.
And we walked 2 miles to the fucking thing.
Idiot, I forgot about that. By the time we burned off the fucking food, we're like, all right, I'm tired.
Time to go home.
Yeah, that's about it.
But like you said, there's no panel, so we didn't even really get that...
No, at all.
That sit-down time listen to our favorite writers.
Yes, exactly, dude. And everyone's here, dude, and a lot of people fucking know us already. So it should be easier for us to get interviews, and fucking I'm pretty sure Richard's going to be there. But yeah, dude, Hector, if you're there with us, dude, if you're going to go, man, fucking hit us up. Any of our listeners, This goes out. Ed, hit us up.
Ed.
Ed Lupe, if you're going to be out. Fucking East Coast Girls, fucking come on out. Would be dope to see fucking Lynn. Would be cool to see fucking Lisa.
Fuck. Yeah,
it would Jake would be dope to see again. Gabe, anybody fucking that fucking hits us up on our chat. Fucking Eric would be fucking dope to chill with, dude. I think Adrian's going to fucking go out, dude. So he's fucking dope as fuck, too.
Sweet.
All right, guys. I was going to say that's it. But go for it, man. We are going to go through some comic reviews.
Comic reviews. So speaking of Old Man Logan, I read 1 through 5 of his...
did you hate those two?
The Last Rowan.
Did you hit those? Did you?
I actually liked it.
They're good, right?
This was actually pretty good. So I'm going to go through them again. Might be a little long, but I'll go as fast
as I can. No, rock and roll, dude.
So we got Logan has come for some information about Lady Deathstrike. Whereabouts and is... double-crossed by some fucking loser rat guy. Men show up, and Logan takes care of these guys quickly, gets the information he's looking for, which takes him to some ghost town in Japan somewhere, where he finds Lady Deathstrike chained up and beaten, pretty bad beaten. Mm-hmm. He asks what the hell is going on, and she replies with, he shouldn't have never have come here. And is shot with like 1,000 arrows, just like in the fucking Wolverine.
Kind of.
And this goes back and forth. So I'm gonna put the present first, and then I'm gonna go back to the flashback. Okay. So this is the flashback in this issue 9. We had a flashback before Logan had to come into this world. So I'm a little confused. This is the world that he was in Secret Wars, correct?
Yep.
Okay. And he's on the run with a woman named
Maureen.
And she's, of course, she's a redhead. And we all know if Logan is banging this girl, her life is soon to be taken or something's going to fucking bad happen.
Yeah.
But I was a little bit wrong on this one. They are trying to leave America to find a peace somewhere else. And they both come ashore from America to Japan. And they soon find out that it was a fucking mistake and are confronted by this group called the Silent Order.
Yes.
Okay. So now we go about issue 2. Maureen, is that her name? Maureen, right?
Yeah,
perfect. Maureen wakes Logan up. This is the present. This is the present as a ghost.
Yeah.
Wakes Logan up, warns him he must get out of this, wherever he is right now. He wakes up in he's filled with arrows.
Yeah.
And he's in the bottom of a fucking well. And that's
fucked up what happens. Like, he's in this fucking giant pit.
Big,
like four stories, five stories, six stories.
Yeah, dude.
But they knock him into it like fucking 300, where he just like gets kicked and he just.
Yeah, dude. You. This is Spartan right here.
Yeah.
He makes his way up by using his claws, and right when he gets to the top, he's struck with arrows and falls back down. They
keep fucking him up. Yeah.
The Silent Order, we have been trying to kill him for the past 4 days, mm-hmm. and are still shit out of luck. I don't think they realized he has this healing factor. I don't know. Since Logan has already seen these guys from his past, he knows the name of one of them, the main guy's name. Sohei.
Like
I'm just going to call him So.
There you go.
He has been after Logan for a long time, but didn't want to get the attention of the X-Men. Mm-hmm. So Sohei runs out of arrows, eventually fucking runs out of arrows, shooting Logan from the wall.
And it sucks because he's literally like fucking plastered full of arrows, dude.
He comes up and Deathstrike is chained up like a fucking Tweety Bird.
Yeah.
And Logan has to take Soy and like 100 other guys fucking show up. Like, if you fight me, this is like the Mexican gang type. If you have beef with me,
you have beef with all of us.
The whole town.
Just about. That's exactly what happens, dude.
So now we get the thin part, the flashback. Logan tries to get out of this problem without fighting, but that never works. But he keeps his claws in, and I don't think his girlfriend knows about his past. And we find the answer out as the guy stabs Logan in the throat. So he stabs him in the throat, and his girlfriend goes nuts, thinking that he's fucking dead.
He's dead, dude.
But his healing factor kicks in. Logan comes clean, and his past... He comes clean about his past, and he doesn't want to become that man again. So he's really holding back on these guys. He's
responsible for fucking killing the X-Men in his world.
In his world, yeah. Is this before he bangs her, or like this is when they go...
This is way after the fact. So he's killed all his friends. It's the Wastelands now where he comes
from.
Or the world is called... Earth is called the Wastelands, which is everywhere. Okay. There's no safe haven. The villains have pretty much run...
Full reign.
Yeah.
Cuckoo. Logan really has... This is... Now we go to issue 3. Logan really hasn't any choice in this matter, as this is the present. As he goes down, he has to cut down Deathstrike to help him with this fight with the Silent Order. The fight is going well until Soy takes on Lady Deathstrike.
Yeah.
Gets better. They start losing the fucking fight here. Logan says, "Leave her. I've learned my place a long time ago, and now she will learn hers." That sounded confusing as fuck. I wrote that wrong. But anyways, I don't give a fuck. And Lady Deathstrike falls out into the well. So he throws her into the fucking well. They fight as they are fighting up. The panels are great because
I love the art in this. Yeah, it's really dark. It's really gritty. Jeff Lemire is writing.
I think it's the same artist that wrote
Mike Diodato Jr., I want to say,
right? Yeah, he wrote Green Arrow with Jeff Lemire.
He did a
stretch. And same. I think it looks the same art.
You might be right. Okay, I got to jump into this. Go ahead.
So there's this prophecy of, you know, this silent monk and how a man came to defeat him, and Soy has taken it on himself to kill Logan before this shit happens.
Yeah.
However, the master shows up and holds them both in place. Like, he uses telekinesis.
Yeah, his abilities are pretty much.
So we get the den part. Both Logan and his girlfriend are chained and are about to meet the head boss, which is the same guy we're talking about, Silent Monk Dude. And Logan has a plan. This boss is a collector and has mounted on his wall these villains and heads and trophies and shit like that. He's looking to take something from Logan. Also, we find out that he's a mutant that can see your entire past, which backfires because he sees Logan's and
his past is fucked.
Fucked up.
Like, everyone in his world dies. Well, Logan in general, and in his world dies already. But from this particular, he's living with the guilt of killing all his
friends. All his friends. Like, this guy is an animal. This is not going to end more. You should not have brought him here. Then we go to issue, I think it's 4.
Don't worry about it.
Logan tries to talk some sense into this guy. This is the present that's holding him still, which is the Silent Monk. He's trying to steal, I guess when he gets older, his power has weakened. So like right now he could see the past. He can only see the future. He could see into him when Logan fought him in the wastelands, but now he's younger. So he has more of these abilities and shit like that. He knows that is underdoing the end. He knows that Wolverine is gonna probably end up killing him. He sees Logan killing Soy.
Like a premonition he feels, yeah.
Yeah, and his followers. I guess the older he gets, more powerful. Logan keeps telling him that that's not going to happen since he's here now and not in the past. The future hasn't been written yet. Like, hey, dude, I'm not gonna do this just because you see it.
Yes,
doesn't fucking mean it's gonna happen. But this kid pulls him up and starts like power bombing him into the well, like over and over over.
It goes back to the panels too, the way it's drawn. Like, the panels are beautiful, and the panels that should be bloody, the way he works with the colors is beautiful, because it's one panel always goes into the next and overlaps, and like the way it's broken down, is the structure is just beautiful, dude.
Logan says something cool as he's being power bombed over and over again. This kid is right about one thing: when you fall that far, when you lose control and get nothing left to grab onto, all that's left is animal. So he's just losing himself here.
Yeah.
Deathstrike finally has enough, and from Logan getting slammed, and throws I thought it was an arrow. It looked like a spear from the well up to the dude, catches him in the leg, and this gives them a way to
Escape, or buys him some time to get out of the pit, I guess.
We go back to Logan's girlfriend, and Logan in animal mode, like, just killing fucking everything.
And
like,
this was back in the past, so this is a flashback.
Yeah, this is the flashback, and she's confused on how she feels about him, plus she is having a fucking baby.
Yeah.
So, poor Logan. I think this is the last one, number 13. Logan and Deathstrike are waiting for some rope. But, because Logan has the homeboy, has the soy, and they're like, "Hey, dude, drop a rope down here, or I'm gonna fucking kill him."
Yeah,
you know, before he wakes up, he goes all turns into some kind of like. What happens is the guy wakes up and blasts them all the way up from the well, mm-hmm. and he turns into like this.
I don't know. I don't want to say entity, but.
It's kind of bad because it's kind of like a Godzilla and like little Japan running around.
Kind of.
But not a dragon, but like a big giant monster mass. The Silent Order attacks Logan and he goes animal style, just goes balls deep, killing everyone in sight. Has nothing else to lose. This is he finally kind of like talks the homeboy out of it. Like, dude, I'm not here to. I don't want to fucking kill you. There's a fucking school for you guys, for you that can channel all this, all your powers and actually teach you. I don't want to fucking kill you.
Yeah, yeah.
And the silent monk says, "You know what? You're right. You know, like, okay." He comes out of his fucking monster mode, and they ended like that. I mean,
they kind of found like a stalemate, or like fucking, they kind of. Put the beef aside, kind of, I guess.
Yeah, and then we get back to the final flashback where Logan and his wife or girlfriend are riding into the fucking sunset with a pregnant woman on a horse, and they find this shack, and they have their baby, right?
I like the story. I've been liking
I butchered the run. It. I fucking
No. I was following along, I read them. That's why I had to piggyback you and like...
Thank you.
Yeah, you did great. You did great, man. Okay, do you have any more reviews besides that?
My eyes hurt.
Okay. I had a fucking long story, so I'm going to make these fucking tight fucking reviews.
Too sweet.
I'm not going to review any Marvel titles this week, guys. Ooh. First one I'm going to hit is Extremity Number 1 from Image. The writer for this one is Daniel Warren Johnson. Just came out. He's the creator, writer, and artist with Mike Spicer, who I guess does the inks.
Okay.
But he does all the work, this guy. So it's a sort of futuristic, technological, like feudal Japan, where it starts off right away. A clan gets attacked, and this young girl, her name is Thea, witnesses her mom get fucking murdered in front of her. Now, it's because if it's a feudal clan, little girl, has to be, I don't know, maybe 12-ish at the time, 13. They also chop her fucking arm off right before her elbow.
Damn.
So she's like, shit's going down. And then it doesn't quickly show you how much time has passed, but when it finally does, we see her as an older girl with now like a robotic arm type of thing. Now, she's probably about, maybe 5 years have passed, dude. So she's got to be 18, 19, I'm saying, maybe. And we see that her brother lived and her dad lived. But because it's a feudal fucking society between these two clans, the dad now wants to attack the other clan. Like, they're strong enough or have a strong enough unit now where it's like, you know what? Fuck them. So, holding a grudge, but somebody killed your wife. So, yeah, you're going to want to take revenge. So, that's pretty much what it is, a revenge story for the most part. Really cool to see just these characters. It's weird, though. They send the girl out on... She's like, it goes on a covert mission where she knocks down their defenses, and then that's when the other crew fucking attacks. And the leader of the crew that started this, you know, this conflict, I guess, is... He just seems like a prick, dude. But really cool, because once they're attacking now, they overcome these forces that initially killed the wife and, you know, that clan. So it was cool to see... The revenge aspect, I guess. It's a bloody comic. For the way it's written, his own art complements it. It doesn't seem as refined to me, I guess. But it worked with the story. So it pretty much ends where they find the head clansman, and the dad's breeding the son to be like, hey, you're heir to fucking the clan next. Kill this motherfucker in front of everyone.
Jesus.
So they have the fucking homeboy. And the kid, like, I can't do it. I won't kill. The sister fucking comes along, the one who got her arm chopped off. And she's like, actually chops off his both arms, though, from, like, elbows, sockets, off completely. And that's how it fucking ends with the brother saying, like, are you okay? Does it feel good to get revenge like that? And that it ends right there. It was good for Extremity number one. It was good. The art, I don't know how I feel about it yet. I really need to read the next one to get a better vibe of it, but it was worth talking about, dude.
Pretty sweet.
Next one I'm going to hit real quick is going to be Nightwing number 16. Speaking of Nightwing, and this arc is called Nightwing Must Die. Go for it.
At the fucking Blues.
House of Blues. He was a fucking stud. He was in a mosh pit. It's really cool. Tim Seeley is the writer. Javier Fernandez is the artist. I'm digging both the writing and the art so far. Chris Sotomayor is the inker. Dude. It starts off with Nightwing and his current girlfriend right now, who used to be a former villain, the Defacer. So now she's kind of getting rehabilitated and she's leaving the villain lifestyle, but he's already like... They've given each other their own secret identities already by this point. So from the past few issues, Nightwing, Dick Grayson, and her they're a couple. They're a thing. So it's real cool, dude. Because it jumps now from them having a good time, and you see you get the emotional, like, that's my lady. And then it jumps into a panel with fucking Damian Wayne at Teen Titans Tower. And he's checking out his fucking social media wall thing. So it's kind of funny, this one. Damian's going through it, and it's like, oh, fuck, Robin's the best. Hashtag Robin, like stupid shit, like hashtag Robin rocks. And he's like, look, guys, like this is kind of cool, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, the original Robin is the best. And it's more about everyone giving props, like original Robin, Dick Grayson. Or they don't know Dick Grayson, but original fucking Robin is the best. And it pisses off fucking Damian being Damian when he's 13 years old.
And he's very competitive. And very,
oh, totally. Very,
yeah, I can see this.
He asks his teammates, okay, so if Batman were... to hand over the mantle, who would get it? They're like, oh, fucking Nightwing by fucking far.
Star Fox, Nightwing.
Yeah, everyone, the whole crew is like, oh, fucking Nightwing by far, dude. Like, come on, right, man, what are you thinking? And he feels like, fucking Dick Grayson, that asshole.
Well, how do you feel about that, real quick?
It's funny, because that's Damian being Damian.
Yeah.
Now,
who would be a better Batman? I mean, Dick Grayson's already done Batman.
He has been Batman several times. And he's great. And his Robin was Damian Wayne.
Yeah.
And that's the whole respect thing that I love. That's why it's funny. I want to say not like haha funny, but there are kind of those moments where it's brothers fucking hanging out.
Right.
And out of all the fucking Bat family, Damian actually likes fucking Dick Grayson. Like, he respects him enough. Mm-hmm. And Dick Grayson, when they spar, it's like he doesn't hold punches. So he kind of puts Damian in his place. Like, and he tells him this. So now Damian's pissed off, goes to Bloodhaven, where fucking Nightwing has moved, and that's the city he's protecting. And he's like, I gotta talk to you about something. And as before even this happens, dude, Nightwing gets a call from his fucking girl, like, hey, what's up? Can you get home soon? There's something I didn't tell you the last time we hung out. What's wrong? Yeah, I'm late.
Oh, Jesus.
Poor Nightwing! He's like, oh, fuck me. So...
everyone's pregnant.
As he goes, is about to fucking go to meet his lady, he stops a crime, and with help from Damian Wayne. And that's when Damian's like, so about this fucking, everyone thinking you're going to be Batman next. It belongs to fucking me because it's in my fucking blood. Kid, I don't have enough time for your bullshit right now.
He has a legitimate argument here.
He does, though. Okay. And you know what, though? It's cool because like Nightwing's like, shrugs it off. It's like, dude, and the way... Dick tells him, the way Nightwing tells him, dude, you're just a fucking little kid with fucking issues. It's like, I think I got this bitch pregnant. Like, you know, so it's Nightwing and he takes off. So it was really cool and just a great read because of the dynamic they always have together. The respect, the love, the busting of the balls, and everything was fucking cool. So prior issue, though, his girlfriend that he's seeing now got abducted. So when he finally gets to her apartment... He freaks out like, shit, where the hell is she? She's an artist, she's a painter, so he kind of finds a clue, and he's like, fuck it, I gotta find her. And that's when Damian shows up. He's like, fucking Dick, you make it so easy. Like, I followed you here, dude. Like,
I said I'm gonna be Batman.
Rookie mistakes, Dick.
God.
And it's cool. Dick's like, and again, Nightwing says, dude, I don't have time for your bullshit, I gotta fucking find her. And then, even Damian being a little detective, it's like, he finds the bag that Nightwing brought over. Pregnancy test. He's like, and he picks it up And he's like, what is this? And he says something fucking funny. He's like, Grayson, you fool. Like, you got this bitch knocked up.
Rubbers.
Yeah, exactly, dude. But that was cool. And now Nightwing is going to, we don't know what happened to his girlfriend right now. She might be pregnant. She might be dead. We don't know. Last one I'm going to hit really quick. It's going to be a quick fucking run through, dude. I really love the fuck out of this title. It's a fucking number one. It's from Vertigo / Sky.
Vertigo?
Yeah. This one's called Savage Things. Savage Things, number one, dude. Justin Jordan is the writer. Ibrahim Mustafa is the artist. Jordan Boyd is the fucking inker. Starts off in 91 with a young black kid arriving home one day, you know, from school, or we don't know, dude. He walks into his house and he sees his mom and dad on the sofa. The dad has a fucking knife through his chest. The mom has a fucking bullet fucking hole in her head. Sitting in between them is an old fucking man with a fucking gun. And it's really cool because that's how it starts off. Right off the bat, it's like, holy shit. The art's really fucking good. The storytelling is really good. I'm not going to ruin anything. It's a brief conversation between the old man asking the kid, like, so, if I let you go, well, what are you going to do? I'm going to fucking kill you. Nice. He's like, good, that's the answer I wanted. So, he's like, you're going to love your new home. So that's how it starts off. Then it goes into the next pages are a bunch of, this would happen in 1991, so the flashbacks. And then this happens now, present day, where there's a hotel building with, I don't know, fucking, really cool how the pages are just like motel rooms, people getting killed different ways, people getting beheaded, people getting their arms fucking cut off, people with their intestines ripped out, people with their spinal cords fucking ripped out in each room. So this whole fucking hotel complex has been fucking attacked. We don't know by who yet. But in each fucking room, there is fucking numbers written on the fucking, on the wall. One of them looks like a phone number to me. And then looking at everything, I'm like, I don't fucking get it yet. So it was really cool now because it's pretty much 40 people have been killed at this fucking, at this hotel massacre. And when we finally get an understanding of the numbers, they actually, it's a, their coordinates of a quote-unquote termination site. So, two old men, the old man being one of them, who fucking brought this kid back in the day into this fucking crew. And then it jumps back into, and he's like, okay, we gotta get, it's the name of the new crew, or his crew is called Blue Ocean. We need to fucking bring Abel back. And apparently Abel is this black kid. So for what, we don't know, but whoever did the killing is literally killing people, we don't know for what reasons, but on the news he's putting coordinates. So people are getting like, able to see, like, holy shit, coordinates for what? Mm-hmm. The old man fucking realizes it, and then he's like, all right, let's fucking get that fucking kid back in. It goes now into flashbacks of what happened, and it's really cool now because it's a bunch of fucking, it's him once the kid is put in a room, kind of like, I don't want to say deadly class, but it looks like a classroom for the most part, dude. And he tells him, you're here because you're monsters, you're sociopaths. You may not be familiar with the word, but rest assured, it was coined to describe people like you. You've no ability to empathize. You can't feel what others feel because, by and large, what you feel is nothing. He's like, all components for serial killers.
Jeez.
So they're molding like this. It's literally a school of like 40 kids. And he's like, here's your first test. He's like, here's this fucking knife. I want you to stab me. He calls two kids up. Abel was one of them and some other kid. He's like, here, stab me. One kid pusses out straight up. He's like, okay, fuck you. You stabbed me. He's like, no, I'm not going to stab you. Why aren't you going to stab me? Because if I stab you, you're going to fucking kill me.
Mm.
Like, I'm just a fucking kid. He's like, good answer. You fucking passed the fucking test. So he fucking leaves the knife. He locks the door. And he's like, all right, there's 40 students in here. I'm not going to come back because there's 20 left.
Wow.
So breeding them at a young age. It's an Image fucking title. Vertigo. Skybound. So it was good. I enjoyed it. It's worth reading. It's dope. It's dark. It's not even gritty. It's just dark writing. I like it. All right, dude. That's all I got, man.
Did you hear about this?
Now go for what you got. What the fuck is going on?
Jeff Lemire quits Marvel. So after May, you will not see any more writing from fucking Jeff Lemire. We just talked about him.
Old Man Logan and a lot of
them. Yeah, dude. He has Thanos. No more Thanos. No more Old Man Logan. Moon Knight. Extraordinary X-Men. And there's an article. Maybe I'll post the link. I'm not going to read the fucking post thing. Yeah, post the link. So that kind of fucking sucks.
Wow. It doesn't say a reason?
Some thought that he like other Marvel A-list creators may be working in advance on new work for the Make My Marvel Not a Relaunch Later in the Year type thing. This comes after the ECC, I guess.
Okay, so that would make sense, dude, because Marvel is really good at doing their think tanks, where it's like, all right, what's our ideas? What do we want to do with these characters?
Like a Wolverine Hulk?
So, yeah, they normally plan those things out like a year in advance, plus 2 years sometimes. Mm-hmm. He's leaving Marvel, though.
Yeah, so ECC Gossips has it that he has quit Marvel completely, that his 2-year exclusive deal may be coming to an end, and he's not looking forward to renew. Joining the likes of Matt Fraction, Kelly Sue,
Deconic,
Ed Brubaker, Rick Remender, God damn it, and more on the creator-owned bandwagon like the new Royal City Comics, with a new work for hire on more
generously paying projects, and that film option, which came out today, Underwater Welder. I've been wanting to read it. I hear it's a great trade paperback. And Ryan Gosling is supposed to be director, I believe, and that looks beautiful.
Yes.
Wow. All right, guys. We went a little bit long, but Sergio, thanks for jumping on with us, homie. Come on. You guys can find my boy Adam.
Find me at Mem the Beaner on Instagram and Twitter.
You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter. You guys can find me at comic_syndicate on Instagram. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Share the podcast more than anything, guys. Especially this one. Let us know what you feel about. Girls, give it to your boyfriends about concerts. Girls, give it to your boyfriends, girlfriends. Let me know what you guys think. All right, we'll catch you next week.
Peace out.